The technology involved here is extremely important to policing. There is a movement in this state to prevent us from accessing and using that technology to bring closure to families.
It was during a press conference this summer where Anne Arundel County Police identified a murder victim missing for decades that Police Chief Tim Altomare took aim at lawmakers, concerned with the advances in DNA technology we've been highlighting this week.
It is ill-intended as legislation, and it would be negative in its consequence.
Maryland Delegate Charles Sidnor sees things differently.
If Maryland's policy that was put forth was, we don't do this, then it made sense to extend it beyond CODIS to commercial databases.
Maryland is the only state, along with D.C., that bans police from searching its own DNA database, called CODIS for short, for anything but a direct match.
I'm of the opinion that that line is being crossed by law enforcement.
Earlier this year, Sidnor proposed legislation to ban this technology from being used in Maryland. It didn't go anywhere, like many first-time bills don't.
You would have a state that is not able to take full advantage of this amazing technology.
Steve Armantrout, co-founder and CEO of Parabon, testified against the bill in Annapolis.
People are overwhelmingly in favor of law enforcement's use of genetic genealogy.
But Sidnor says he plans to try again next year anyway, though he admits it's an uphill climb. Last week, the Department of Justice announced interim guidelines for using this technology will take effect November 1st. It'll allow federal investigators and local departments using federal grant money to use genetic genealogy to help identify suspects in rapes and murders, as well as murder victims. John Doman, WTOP News.